Okay, so the theme, the main theme from Lotosphere 2009 was around resonance. And it was about how the Lotus portfolio of products is resonating. It's starting to come back and it's resonating well with our customers. It's resonating well with our business partners. It's resonating well with the analysts. So what does that result in? It results in 16 consecutive quarters of growth for the Lotus brand. It results in 12,236 new customers last year. Now, they're not all Notes and Domino customers, they're across the board. There was actually a large number of customers we got for unified communication out of the exchange space. So this is a great growth in overall customers for the year. A lot of great feedback from the analysts about where we're going. So the resonance is there. The people are actually understanding the strategy. They're understanding why Lotus Software is starting to resonate with their customers and with their partners and with the analysts and are trying to get value out of that. So what is the portfolio that we're delivering to do that? Well, if you've been to a roadshow for the last 4 years, this slide set is very consistent. We do change the product names quite often, but they're the same thing. But it's just evolved and grown to deliver a full set of collaborative capabilities that interface between your information and your devices and your users. What's new this year is the fulfillment of something we started last year around how do we deliver this? We need to be able to deliver collaboration in multiple ways. And we now deliver it on-premise, we now deliver it as software as a service, as well as we deliver it hosted, and we deliver it on an appliance. So we cover all the different ways of delivering this capability to your, either to you or to your endpoints of your business partners, giving you the flexibility to get the maximum out of the platform and the portfolio. The resonance with our customers is that it's great us producing this, but we had so many customers that got up and talked about how they've made, you know, better business outcomes through the use of our technology. And that's what it's all about. It's about customers being able to apply the technology and gain a business outcome. Our partners, and we had a lot of partners there, and we're going to talk specifically about a couple of those partners as we go into the next session. But it was great in the solution showcase there to see so many partners who have embraced Notes 8 with composite applications or embraced unified communication or embraced those sorts of technologies. So it's really about the portfolio of offerings, and these are the offerings that we're going to go through. And for another towel, who knows? Oh, let's pick one I actually know. Who knows what this one is? Just yell it out. I'm not going to... Symphony? Okay. So what I'm going to do is now we're going to move into the run-through of the actual product announcements and the products themselves. So... portfolio, as we said, ranges from messaging and collaboration through to online services. The first one we're going to look at is messaging and collaboration. So at this point, I'd like to welcome onto the stage my demo doyen, Perry Rosenberg. Thank you. Just hold that back. Just don't. One of the nice things about this year is it's the 20th birthday of Notes. So, you know, that's in Domino. It's really good that a product has been in the market for that period of time and has evolved and changed and delivered outcomes to customers that have been different over time. Some have been consistent, but for a product that started out as a development environment for collaborative apps and textual apps, coming to what it is today, it's a long journey, it's been a great journey, and it's something that's amazing that a single product family can evolve so effectively over that period of time. One of the things that came out at Lotosphere 2009 was how the number of customers that we have that have actually already made the change and moved from 6 to 7 to 8 or from 6 to 8 or whatever, but the number of customers that have actually made the move and are starting to get that value out of the product. As I said, at the moment we're ahead of the trend of the number of customers, so we track between builds how many customers actually move, and we're ahead of the trend on customers moving to the 8 platform. So what we're going to do now is just drop off to Perry and have a quick look at some of the review items.
Review items. Thanks, Craig. One of the things that that we make an assumption about and we get very excited about is new versions of our software that come out. And obviously there was a lot of information, a lot of presentations about Notes 8.5, Domino 8.5, and you'll see plenty of that as we go through. But we also need to bear in mind that a lot of our customers, some of them haven't moved to, certainly haven't moved to 8.5 yet. Some of them haven't even moved to Lotus Notes 8.0. So one of the things we thought we'd do to kick this off is actually run through some of the things that that we think are the top five things that that people like about Notes 8.0, and just revisit them, because we're going to build on those and have a look at how some of those have been enhanced as we go into 8.5.
So just to that, how many people here are running 8.5? How many are running 8? There was no tail in this one, sorry. 8? 7? You used to have everything.
Well, wasn't 8 and 8.5.
Yeah? Okay, so that's progressing well. Below that, 6? Any people below 6? I'd like to talk to you.
No one is prepared to admit it.
No one's prepared to admit that? Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, you can count them. There'll be 5. The first thing that that we liked, and one of the things that that we all use when we're using 8, we discovered this fairly quickly, was that within 8 we tidied up and we did some work on some conversation threads within the inbox. Now, the inbox here looks quite large. The text has been, the font's been enlarged a little bit to make it a bit easier to project. And one of the most useful things that came into 8.0 was the ability to be able to expand a conversation thread. Now, we've done some of this work in 7.0, but what you saw when you expanded the conversation thread, you had to go to a separate view and you saw the subject and then read the subject and then reread the subject and all those sorts of things. In 8.0, you see that we actually have the first line out of the body of the email come through here. And we also have an indication of whereabouts in my mail that particular mail item lives. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in the inbox for that to work. And that was something that our customers asked for some time, and that's something that we all use a fair amount. One of the other things that we going on from that is in the All Documents view, you'll see too that there's actually a folder column in here. So quite often, and this is particularly important for environments where you might have an executive assistant or a secretary, personal assistant working on perhaps a manager's mail, they'll move things into folders and then the manager can't find them later. He knows it's there somewhere, he or she knows it's there somewhere, can't find it, so quick to be able to do a search in the All Documents view and find the folder that this is in. Also introduced within 8.0 are some of the items in the sidebar here, and we'll have a look at some of those a little bit later on. But one of the things is around RSS feeds, and I don't know how many people here actually use RSS and subscribe to sites and review them on a daily basis, say.
How many of you do that in the Notes client? Too many.
Okay. Too many.
Too many.
Craig, the guy over here on the right-hand side was the first one to put his hand up. That's him. There you go.
So I'm not a very good throw, by the way, so just be careful.
All right. So the RSS feed reader in the sidebar is useful, and you know people can add links in there. Now, one of the things that I've actually got here as a bookmark is I hear there's a couple of footy teams in town that people get excited about. Some people get excited about. Well, the AFL on the website has a number of different RSS feeds. One of them is a general feed for all the latest news that they have, and then there's individual club feeds. And I know that if I choose one club here, I'm going to be in trouble with half the audience. So I'm just going to go for this particular one, AFL latest news, and drag that in here. And yeah, every hour is fine.
Excuse me.
And you get a fanfare when you do that because it looks good. And as I click on this, it'll actually go out and pull out the Motlop is free to play. They've accepted reprimands, so people that are into football will know what that means. I'm not into football because I support Essendon. All right. So RSS feeds are an interesting thing, and we use them. A lot of people, there's a good show of hands, a lot of people use them. But one of the things that was key to some of the work we did around versions of Note 7, Domino 7 and 8.0 was actually being able to create your own RSS feed. Now, bear with me for a minute because I'm going to do this. Imagine here, this is my own database that I have, and it's actually a product reference database that I keep. I keep it as personal, and when, you know, those sort of useful emails that come through, I don't store them all in my mail, I actually move them into this database. And this particular database has become a useful tool. Other people want to be able to access some of the information in it. So I have a view here which is just all the information that's in the database sorted by date. One of the things that we have available to us that people probably, some people won't realise, is that we have an RSS feed generator that we can create on the Domino server. We don't have to modify any of the existing databases to be able to feed information into RSS. So I'm going to do that right now. I'll create a new feed. I'm going to choose my product reference database. I could do it from the button if I wanted to do that. I'm going to choose that view, which is by date. Put a subject in for my RSS feed. Now, I've got a lot of other information and settings that I can tweak here if I want to. The only other thing that I have to do is choose a column out of that view to use as the title, and then save and exit that. What that does, that's actually a document which is pointing to my database. And if I actually have a look at that database in a browser, there's my new feed. I can drag that across. I have to have that open. One of the limitations of real estate here is that I had to close some windows. Let me drag that back across. Bring that across here, and I'm using a different port because I've got a number of things running on this machine, so let me just do that. Go. And there's my news from Lotus and RSS feed. I didn't have to modify that database, so we thought that was pretty cool. It's something that people may not know about that you may already have access to. The last thing that I want to do is have a look at... Go back to my inbox here. Have a look at an email that I got from Jasmine. Now, my business card up there said Demo Doyen, I think, didn't it?
Demo Doyen, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not exactly sure what that means. I don't know whether it's good or not. So one of the things that we introduced in Notes 8 is the concept of widgets, and widgets being able to recognise text, which we'll see some of later. But one of the things that I can do, I have a widget here that actually points to the Cambridge University Press Dictionary. So I'm going to highlight that word Doyen that I've got in an email here, and just bring that up so you can see that. And what that actually does is that goes out to the internet and tells me that a doyen is the oldest, not sure about that, oldest, most experienced and often most respected person of all people involved in a particular type of work.
Yeah, we're not going to be checking on the oldest
so
one.
So, folks, it doesn't get any better than me, right? All right. I'll hand back over to Craig. And here, so what we saw was some of the capabilities of Notes 8 which make my life easier in terms of conversation threads. It's an important thing to users. How to create a feed for a database, which is something that is of great value to organisations. For people that use RSS, rather than having to send out emails on a regular basis for news updates, we can simply create RSS feeds for them. And in terms of being able to use widgets and locate emails, there's a number of new functions within Notes to be able to do that. So that's Notes 8. Craig.
Thanks, Perry. Just so you know, this is the first time we've actually run through this session, so there may be a few glitches along the way. We're learning from it so we can do as good a presentation as we can as we move forward. And you're making notes of everything we do wrong, Mike. Thank you very much. Yeah, I thought I'd put it on. Okay, well, let's stay away from that.
He wanted to give you something to do.
That's right. Okay, so that was Notes 8. So let's move on to Notes 8.5. And there's a lot of great features that came out in 8.5. But to me, the most important thing between 8 and 8.5 was all the work that was done on optimization of the client. The significant, you know, reductions in load times and resource utilization of the client. And there's some great presentations out there from Lotus here that go through in great detail how much better and how much quicker the 8.5 client is at different build levels from 8 onwards. But what we're going to do now is get Perry to take us through some of the 8.5 features.
All right. Guess you want me to switch over again.
Well, after you've gone through that slide, you can. Want to go through the slide?
I'll go to the slide. Yeah. All right. One of the things I'm going to do with 8.5 is actually have a look at some of the new things within 8.5. In particular, the sidebar was introduced in 8.0. There's some new things that we have available within the sidebar that we're going to have a look at, in particular some plugins which you'll be able to access. And I also want to have a look at some of the other things that we've done around working with calendars, working with contacts, and even working with rich text and those sorts of things, just to make users' life a little bit easier. So now I'll switch over.
Good.
Here we go. Back at my trusty workspace, which we saw before, and when we were looking at the RSS feeds before, you would have seen that there's a whole bunch of other icons that I have in here. One of them is actually an icon for LinkedIn. And we're doing more and more plugins for the sidebar with some of these applications that are out that are available on the internet. Now, some of these are being created by IBM, some will be created by business partners. In this particular one, I'm logged in as myself here, and you can see some of the contacts that I have available through LinkedIn, and if I click on a name there, we'll actually see Vincent's happy smiling face and so on. So he's with one of our business partners in Melbourne, MicroHelp. Mm. And yes, Vincent Price is his real name.
It's quite interesting that with the global financial crisis, the number of increase in LinkedIn profiles that you seem to be getting at the moment from people. So a great plug-in for that.
This is going to go down well in Melbourne because he doesn't know. He'll be in the audience. He doesn't know that I'm going to show him. So that'll be a bit of fun. One of the other things that that we've seen with 8.0 was the introduction of quicker places in the sidebar here. And I have a number of quicker libraries here. One of them is around Go Green, and there's a library area here where I can I can put documents in. But within 8.5, if I open one of these up, travel plans, I might just preview that. I could preview it on the side, obviously, if I wanted to. Now with 8, I have a couple of attachments in here, and I could drag and drop that straight in there if I wanted to do that, put it in that library, which is something that we have been able to do with some attachments in the past with emails and so on, and I could check that in and publish it and start some workflow perhaps. But one of the things that we've introduced with 8.5 is the ability to be able to save multiple attachments in. So there's a button there that we can use now where we can save more than one at a time, and we can select which ones we want to out of the list. We can replace the attachments in the email with links to the quicker library to save space, and we can change the location and those sorts of things. So we've done a little bit of work around quicker. Also, you will have seen, let me just bring this up here. I'm just going to minimise these. I'm just going to drag these back down the bottom here, right, so that there's icons down the bottom, just to give me a little bit more space, is we have a number of widgets within this particular implementation of Notes, and these are widgets that could be provisioned from the server. There's my Cambridge University Press one that I was using before to look up the dictionary. But I've also got some widgets here that are around some Lotus connections. And if I scroll down here, one of the things that we see in this email is that we have this text here being recognised by the Notes client. There's nothing special about this email. This is Lotus Notes 8.5, and it's available in 8.0 as well, recognising that that's a particular format that it can do something with. So I'm going to click on this button and search for this person's profile. So that's going to go out to Lotus Connections and actually load this person's profile in. Similarly, I could have a look at this person's activities and blogs and all those sorts of other connections tools. It also is quite possible to take and... let me delete that. I'm just going to delete that one because that's another note you can make for me there, Mike. It's possible to create widgets and have them deployed via a central widget catalogue. And if I actually open up the widget catalogue that I have here, widget's not going to find anything. That's one of the features of Notes 8 that is really cool too, not having to search through bookmarks and so on. You can just type in part of a name and find it. I've got a customer contractor widget here, which I can use by simply dragging that document into the sidebar here. What that widget does, that actually now recognises contractor numbers and provides me with the ability to go out to another database and pull some information in from another source without having to modify the email. So very quickly I can start linking some of these applications together, perhaps with data that lives in another data source. And there's a number of widgets that are available that are based on Google Gadgets as well, such as Dilbert and some other useful little widgets like that. We've also done a fair amount of work around contacts. Now, contact business card view was something we introduced with 8.0 and is very, very popular. And we can see here that the business card view is very, very easy to work through. But in terms of sharing business cards with other people, people knew they could export it as a V-card and then perhaps attach it to an email and so on. But there's a button here where we can actually say we want to forward a V-card. And that just attaches it into an email, puts some standard text in there, and away we go. That's kind of nice. But one of the other things that we can do, and you know V-cards are becoming popular, Craig, don't you? When we got the hotel we're staying at, they have a car service where you can jump in this car and, you know, they take you to a destination around the city. And the guy took us around and he said, oh, have you got a business card? I'll send you an email. And I said, sure, no worries, because we might use this car service when we come back to Perth next time. Yesterday I got an email from this guy, a limo driver, car driver, hire car driver, with a V-card attached with his V-card that I could just import into my...
And we didn't even know he was using Notes 8.5.
And I guess that shows that V-cards are becoming much more mainstream now for people. So, I've got... I want to address this particular email, and I've got a group of people here that that lives in same time, in the right-hand side of my sidebar here. I'm just going to drag that group, drop that straight in there, rather than having to look up the groups from the directory. One of the other things that I want to do is actually copy Ted on another email address. So I start typing in his email address, and we see that in the contact that I've got here, there's actually a couple of different alternate email addresses that I've got for him in his contact. So I get to choose which one that I want, rather than having, when I'm trying to send the email, you know, I'm not sure which one you want to send it to and so on. So these are some of the nice capabilities that we've included within 8.5. One of the other things which people have been waiting for a little while, let me just take that text, bold it, make it italic. That's not new, obviously, but being able to drag this and drop it somewhere else within rich text is new. And that's something that was also requested by customers that we've done. All right. Enough of the context. Let's have a final look now at... Let's close this. Someone's phone's going off up here. Calendars. Now, the calendar, we did a fair amount of work in when we released 8.0, and the colour coding, the layout, and those features are quite nice. One of the things which I haven't got here in 8.5 is ghosted calendar entries. So if someone sends me a calendar invitation and I don't accept it, I don't have to go into my inbox to work with it. It will appear as a ghosted entry in my normal calendar, which means that it blocks the timeout and so on. I can work with it there. One of the other nice things that we have in 8.5 is around additional calendars. So let me have a look here. So in this particular case, I've got a calendar that I actually have, which I keep on Google. It's a Google calendar. And you can see that today I'm at Lotus View Comfort Studio in Perth, but on the weekend I'm going to go down to the Superbikes at Phillip Island. And there's also, some public calendars like Phases of the Moon and those sorts of things. So I can take Google calendars, I can take public calendars and add them in, overlay them on top of my calendar, which is nice. But one of the other things that I might want to do is actually take another Notes user's calendar or a team room calendar or an application calendar, an iCal or something like that. And in this case, I'm going to take Jasmine's calendar. And I can view this calendar when offline or on a mobile device as well. By default, that takes 45 days of previous history, 45 days of upcoming events. And let me just choose another colour here to make it a little bit more obvious when I overlay this. So that's going off the server to pull Jasmine's calendar details back, and it'll overlay them on top of mine. Now, obviously, I have full access to be able to read the entries in Jasmine's calendar. If I only had the ability to be able to schedule meetings with her, then I'd see time still blocked out, but I wouldn't know the details of those times, so we obviously maintain the security. All right, we'll go back to the slides. So, what did we see when we were working with Notes 8.5? One of the reasons that we like working with it is because it's very easy to work with external contacts. Everything is there. Being able to drag and drop email addresses and so on from other places within Notes is something which is a big time saver. reduces a lot of errors. Being able to send V cards out is also something which is going to save me a lot of time. And being able to overlay calendars means that I can work not only with internal contacts a lot easier, but work with external contacts much easier as well when it comes to scheduling time and so on.
Thanks, Barry.
Back to you, Craig.
I think one of the important things about what we're seeing with the Notes client is that there is still significant changes being made into the basic messaging and the UI around messaging and making that easy. But at the same time, there's so much work being done on making it a platform that you can build composite applications and actually extend the mail client to interact with the business systems that you have in your organisation. And that's where the real power comes out of using the Eclipse-based Notes client to be able to integrate with your business applications that way. So we've had a look at Notes 8, had a look at 8.5 Notes client. But in the family, there's obviously all of the lightweight, the browser, the pervasive device clients, all of those sorts of things as well, which are all about extending what you have in the office to when you're mobile or when you're in a place where you can only access a browser or for different classes of users in your own organisation who you don't want to put the full client on the desktop. So we'll have a quick look at the 8.5 lightweight clients.
All right. You call it lightweight?
I call it.
I don't think it's lightweight. I think it's pretty damn special.
Lighter weight,
okay. One of the things that that we see with iNotes, as we now call it, we changed the name Domino Web Access, and now it's back to iNotes in case you're wondering about that, is that there's a lot of requirements to have the user interface look as much like Notes as possible. So we're going to work with an iNotes 8.5 interface, show you what that looks like, have a look at how we might, again, overlay some calendars, look at widgets, because widgets are these things that we introduced in 8 and 8.5, and there's a requirement to be able to use some of those in iNotes. And also have a look at how we can file email attachments and so on into Quicker. So what we're doing is we're actually bringing the iNotes, the browser user interface for Notes and Domino, as close to the rich client interface as we can, within the limitations of what a browser can do, obviously. Okay, I'm logged on here as Jasmine, and we can see that I'm in the calendar here. And one of the things that we see straight away is that we have much more flexibility in terms of the views that I have to work with my calendar. And we see some colour coding and so on. Here's one of those ghosted invitations that I was telling you about before. So in this particular case, Jasmine's been invited to this meeting, but hasn't actioned it, hasn't accepted it or declined it, but it's showing up in her calendar. There's a number of flavours of the iNotes client. I'm using the full one at the moment, but there's also a light mode, which has some less views and less functionality, but is targeted at people that perhaps have lower bandwidth to work with. And there's also ultralight mode, which I'll switch to, which is targeted at people on mobile devices. In particular, this was created for the iPhone. So this is the user interface you'd see in Safari on the iPhone. So let's go back to full mode. And there's a couple of other things that are worth looking at here. One of them is actually, if I pull this sidebar out, is that we do have a sidebar now within iNotes. And we have the same time contacts available there. This is just connecting, loading the contact list, and we see people available within Notes within our sidebar here. So this is becoming more and more like the full Notes client. We also have across the top these links to all the various parts of Notes that we would expect to be able to use. The quota and so on up here is something which is not new to 8.5. If I expand this here, I'll highlight this email here from Dan. I've actually got a widget here which is, again, a connections widget. I'll open this up, and this is a profile search. So in the same way we saw a widget working with profiles within the full Notes client, we also have this capability now to be able to use some of these widgets within iNotes. Now, the widget compatibility, there's some documentation on the compatibility between widgets. Providing you follow some rules, you can use the same widget between Notes and between iNotes. There's certain things that you have to consider, obviously. One of the things that I'll do is go back into my inbox here, and I want to create a new email. Create this. It's talking to a server that I've got running here, which happens to be that machine, and I'll just create an email and send it to Dan. And one of the things that we introduced with quicker integration in Notes 8 is the ability to be able to store attachments directly into Quicker. So what I'll do is I'll just grab an attachment here, grab one from the desktop, perhaps a custom presentation, drop that in there. Okay, you see the attachment down the bottom there. And I'll just send that off. And we get prompted now with iNotes in the same way that we do with Notes. Do you want to save this attachment in Quicker and then send a link? Or would you like me to actually send the attachment? So this is some of the functionality that was available in Notes 8, which is now available in iNotes when we're using a browser. All right. I can drive notes. Driving this little box up here I have trouble with. All right. So what did we see? Just quickly, that was a really very quick view at iNotes 8.5, but this is really just a bit of a sample of a lot of the things that that were shown at Lotusphere. What we saw is that 8.5, the user interface, looks great. It's easy to work with. It's much easier to work with, especially if we have people that move from one environment to another. We want to try and make those environments as similar as we can. Three different modes means that we have the right client in a browser for the device that we want to use or the bandwidth that we might be working with. And integration, I didn't show, there's integration with Google Calendars as well within the iNotes client, means that I can also overlay calendars from people that might be external to my organisation or remote to where I am. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Perry. So what would the top 10 be for Notes 8.5? Well, I think the top 10 is different for every person, but here's a few items up here. I think one of the important ones, some of the ones that people are quite interested in, the ability to make use of the shared logon on Windows so you don't have to worry about changing passwords on both sides. That's a really nice feature. Or even better than that, go away from Windows and run the Mac or Ubuntu Linux clients. Calendar Federation, all of those sort of things are really, really great features. One of the other things that came out at Lotusphere was the support from our business partners around the platform. And two that we're going to have a quick look at are RIM and SAP. Basically, the beauty of this one is when you bring the power of Lotus Software and its collaborative platform together with the reach of the BlackBerry environment, it's really about allowing your collaboration to go anywhere at any time. And what we showed at Lotusphere was a series of things. First one was the BlackBerry client for Lotus Connections that lets you go through and do a lot of things that Perry showed you on the BlackBerry phone. We also showed the latest instance of BlackBerry client for same time, extending the unified communication to the mobile phone as well. We also showed the extension of Quicker to the BlackBerry. And in addition to that, full support for the open document format Symfony files on the BlackBerry phones as well. So you can open them up and view them on the BlackBerry phone. We'll see a little bit later on, if we get time to it, the support also for people who are using Domino Designer. The X page supporting Domino Designer supports the BlackBerry, so you're instantly a BlackBerry developer now with Designer 8.5. What do we do with SAP? Well, while the BlackBerry one was about extending our environment out, the SAP one's about extending the business in. So this is all about what used to be called Atlantic became Alloy, and Alloy is about taking the SAP tools and making them accessible in the Notes client. We worked with some strategic partners on trying to get this right. It's not quite right yet, but we hope to have it released in about March this year. So we're going to have a really, really quick look at SAP in the client.
And Frank Adams here, as a branch manager, is actually going to have a look at some workflow applications that have been generated from SAP. So if I switch over here and dissolve. All right. We have a typical inbox that someone might have in 8.5, but on the right-hand side, I have a plugin here, which is called Alloy. And because I haven't got anything that Alloy recognises highlighted at the moment, it says, you know, to display context information, you choose one work item or a report, and there's a link to a couple of websites. But if I do choose a work item, I've got an SAP workflow leave system leave request here that then recognises within this some documents, some information, and goes to SAP and pulls back some pertinent information here, so I can see how many sick leave we've got left and how many vacation days we've got left and so on. And there's links here which will actually open up SAP and allow me to go into that in more detail. That was a leave request, if we have a trip request here, then we see a slightly different view of that trip request, and we can see how I'm going compared to my travel budget, and we can have a look at, you know, people's leave entitlements and so on. So this is really designed to make it easier for people to work with these requests and also approve them and reject them and so on directly from within Notes without having to go to another client to be able to work with some of this.
Thanks, Barry.
Okay.
We're going to quickly, we're probably going to skip the next demo, which is on Symphony, but as everyone knows, Symphony's open, flexible client is about saving you dollars on the desktop. We actually have over 200,000 real deployed customer deployment seats where they've displaced other clients on the desktop to use Symphony. Press has been very good on Symphony. As I said, we're going to bypass the demo on Symphony, so we haven't got enough time. And just raise one more thing about Symphony is that we're adding Lotus Script into Symphony. So you'll then be able to build even more compound-style applications and program in and out of that environment using the Notes scripting. So it's really, when you bring Symphony and Notes together, it's about providing value and capability in the client all in one package. So let's move on to the Domino quickly. The Domino 8.5 server was about delivering value. If you look at the 8 series stream, we were able to, through consolidation and through better performance in the server, deliver the same with 30% fewer servers to manage in your organisation. We're able to deliver 40% improvement in CPU across the 8 series. We're able to deliver 40 to 60% in disk savings between 8.0 and 8.5. And 50% reduction in I/O bandwidth between 8.0 and 8.5. So if you're comparing a 7 through to 8.5, that's the sort of numbers you should see in the rationalisation across your environment by putting the 8 series product in there, specific up to 8.5. So what would the top 10 server things be? Well, everyone has a different list, as we said, but the ID vault, very important for managing IDs, even not giving IDs out to people if you want to do it that way. Designer for Eclipse, X Pages, some of the things around the tuning tools that are there, the compression in the database, the ability for attachments to be removed from mail messages and stored singly once. This is not SCOS revisited or anything. This is a totally re-architected way of handling attachments in the object store effectively. Works very well, very scalable. Provides a very big saving on the environment. Also, Lotus Protector. We showed Lotus Protector and the latest iterations of that at Lotusphere. We also talked about foundations, the delivery of the Domino and Collaborative platform on a device that you put out into customers. Now with VMware available as well to allow you to host other applications. Brings us to Designer, and the last thing on the session today was about Designer. The good thing about Designer is about taking your older style applications and making them look as a Web 2.0 style application using X Pages. So at this stage.
Okay.
Are you ready, Perry? Or?
I'm ready.
Good?
Yeah, ready. Ready. You talk too fast, Craig.
Kelly tells me I have to.
People are holding signs up at us.
Kelly's run out of signs.
One of the things that we're going to do here is actually have a quick look at some X Pages applications. What is X Pages? Well, it's a new way of being able to develop applications which are served out via Domino, but which take advantage of some new Web 2.0 programming capabilities and so on. What I'm going to do is actually show you some of these X Pages applications. We're going to make a quick change to one so you can have a look at what the designer looks like. Not everyone in the room is going to have a design interest, so we won't spend too much time on that. But what I will do is we'll start with an application here which would be familiar to a lot of people that use Notes, but perhaps not in this particular form. This is a discussion database which is created with a standard 8.5 discussion database template on Domino. And we see here that straight out of the template, we've got support for tags and we've got support for a new look and feel which looks a whole lot better than the old one. It also uses some Ajax to go back to the server so it doesn't have to refresh all the pages all the time. We can see the unread marks and so on through here. So just some of the X Pages type capabilities we've put into the standard templates. I've also got to install up-to-date install shield at some stage, but that's fine. I've also created a wiki using an X Pages wiki template. Now this is something that they didn't show very much of at Lotusphere in Orlando, and that's because anyone that has been to DeveloperWorks and looked at any of our wikis would recognise the wiki sites that are there. They're powered by Domino and they're actually built using X Pages. That's been taken and made available publicly, and I've built a wiki site based on that. And you'll see the look and feel of this site is very unlike your traditional Notes Domino type application when displayed through a browser. And if we have a look through here, we can see that that these are all pages that are linked together in the same way that you would work with any wiki. And we've also got areas for sponsors and so on here. So these are all pages that are editable and linked together, and we can create pages just by creating a link to a new page and then editing the page. So that template's available, and Craig's going to give us an address for that a little bit later on. The last thing I wanted to do is show you a custom application that was built. Now this is, built on Domino, using XPages, and it's a store locator for a company called Renovations. They have a number of stores around different cities, and we have a locator where we can create forms, and we can bring up store information. And I've actually got a Perth store in here, so if anyone works out of 1110 Hay Street, I apologise, because Renovations won't be in your building. But this is going out and pulling information out from the internet and displaying it as part of this X page. So we have a lot of flexibility in terms of integrating other applications and so on here. How does that look under the covers? Let's bring up the designer here. What we're seeing here is people that are used to working with Domino Designer will notice that this is a little bit new. This is built on Eclipse now, in the same way that that the Notes client was built on the Eclipse platform. The designer is also now in Eclipse. And we have some custom controls that are available to us here. And one of these custom controls is the layout that I have along the left-hand side, which shows my menus. And we can create other custom controls and share them and store them and reuse them. So I'm just going to grab this category cloud here, which is actually a tag cloud control. And it has a number of properties. And just hooks into a standard notes view. And if I save that now, I should be able to go back to the main menu here, and I should see a tag cloud down the left-hand side if everything's worked properly. So what that means is that we have flexibility to be able to create these components, and we actually have these components which are traditionally not considered Notes Domino type components that we can work with. So using why our customers using this is because the applications look great. We can make updates to existing web applications and actually make them look like nice web applications that people expect to see. And the Web 2.0 techniques means that we can build faster applications. Back to you.
Thanks, Perry. We're at exactly 55 too, so we're going to go for a few more minutes. Do people mind if we run for a few more minutes just to finish this off? Or do people really want... No, you don't? Good. So let's just quickly close out on a couple of things here. One of the good things about XPages is the version of Quicker that's about to be released. We're going to allow you to customise it and manipulate it using XPages. So that'll be the customisation method around Quicker. As Perry mentioned, we've handed that wiki template to opennf.org in addition to a person, a developer, to help manage and develop the use of Web 2.0 techniques around XPages with other templates. So we're helping to promote